Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Busy week for me this week, folks. Gotta tell you, converting my portfolio from gold and silver to eggs. Sold my Tesla stock so I could get me some eggs. Holy cow, have you seen the price of eggs? Holy cow, nothing. Holy mother goose. First toilet paper, now eggs. Joe Biden, what are you doing to us, man? What are you doing? Paid my rent this month with 24 eggs. I gotta tell you, it was fun watching the landlord say, "What's that in the refrigerator?" I'll take those. Really? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's you. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I put a regular egg in my safe deposit box with my Fabergé egg, and I don't know which one's going to be worth more in a few months. I got to tell you, I'm not sure. What is going on with eggs? You know, I saw this thing. It said eggs, egg yolk may do something to stop the SARS virus. Have you seen this? Don't eat your egg scrambled. I guess eat it over easy or something. The egg yolk is supposed to do something to stop the binding of the spike protein. I don't know if it's true. I don't want to be the spreader of misinformation, but that's what I saw. Would it surprise you? Would it surprise you to learn that that's true? I mean, given what we now know about this government and that it wants to kill you, that it allowed the Chinese to build a bioweapon, that it actually financed gain-of-function research so the Chinese could unleash a bioweapon into the American, no, the world population for mass extermination, and then called you xenophobic if you even brought it up. And then had you scared to death, got you to lock down, use masks that we now know, and I've got a report that says none of that even works. It doesn't work. We're going to talk about all the nonsense around the Wu flu scam, because that's what it is. It's actually almost bigger than climate scam. But now we learned we learned the obvious. Let me ask you, is there anything that we've talked about on this program that isn't obvious? Isn't it obvious that Hunter Biden, who now admits, yep, it is my laptop, but why are they targeting me, man? Yeah, Hunter Biden, it was his laptop. The FBI finally admitted it. Then we found out they hid it from us. They already knew. Now, Hunter comes clean, and you know what he did? I'm the victim here. How could they put all that stuff out about me? All those Russian collusion lies. Anyway, there's an egg shortage, folks, but there's not a chicken shortage. Have you noticed this? See, last I checked, I do know which comes first, the chicken before the egg. So how is it that there's an egg shortage, but there's no shortage of chickens? Oh, Kevin, the chickens that they breed for food, they're not really for eggs. Okay, I'll buy that. But where do they get the chickens that they breed for chickens? Help me out here. Is there something I'm missing in my logic? What in the world? Let me tell you why we don't have a chicken shortage. Because if we had a chicken shortage, black folks would be like, okay, y'all can have them eggs. Okay, but you can't be having our chickens. Black people will be throwing a fit over them chickens. So the left know. Look, here's what we can do, folks. We know that we can get rid of the eggs, but let's be very clear. There's no touching the chickens. Or there's an underground railroad for chickens, and black folks went into the place. This egg place burned down the other day, and this got me. If the egg place burned down, where was Colonel Sanders? Colonel Sanders would have been there picking up that fried chicken. So, but what happened to the chickens? Did black people go over there and get into the warehouse and go, chickens, over here. Get over here right now. They about to burn this mother down. Y'all better get out of here. And the chickens are Go this way. Go this way. Look for the signs. These are the ones that will feed you. These are the ones that will house you. These are the ones that will lead you to freedom. Because I didn't hear of a single chicken going up. I didn't hear any outrage by the NAACP or the Congressional Black Circus Caucus. Where were they? A chicken shack burned down. That's like a church burning down in the deep south. It was the Klan involved. When that chicken factory went up, folks, no chickens were hurt. Now everybody in town are housing chickens. Well, except the racists. You know, the racists, oh, we will have no chickens in our house. Mm-mm. No, sir. And daughter, I don't want you anywhere near them chickens.
Yes, daddy.
Oh, my goodness. That's a fun Friday, right? Fun day for radio. I don't know why this is on my mind. I think partially because I went to McDonald's to get what used to be dollar menu. It's the breakfast menu. Why am I missing? Anyway, it was one of the sandwiches. I can't remember which, but I went to get one with an egg. And this thing is like four. Okay, so to get the sandwich with a hash brown and a cup of coffee, and I get the caramel latte, it was almost $10. And I went, whoa, 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 did I just drive up to Starbucks? Because you could get a croissant sandwich, a cup of gourmet coffee. Oh, no hash brown. But I mean, come on, the hash brown's an adder anyway, right? You can get that for like eight. Well, I say that. It's probably $10 at Starbucks. But this is McDonald's. I mean, I'm thinking dollar menu. A hash brown, what, $1 at most? The sandwich itself has been on the dollar menu. And the, quote, gourmet coffee there is like $2. That's why I go. I'm thinking this is going to be like $4.83 or something at best with the tip. $10. Anyway, and it's because of that egg, man, that Fabergé egg they're now putting on everything. You get that egg on a sandwich now and people look at you, oh, hit the lotto, Kev. Crazy stuff. Anyway, got a ton to talk about. Hunter Biden, we got questions about the CDC and COVID death over-reporting and all kinds of stuff. So we're going to have a great show, as we do every day. And I'm presuming you people will get back to counting your eggs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A suburban school worker is accused in a bizarre scheme involving more than $1 million worth of stolen chicken wings. The woman is the former director of food services at School District 152 in South Suburban Harvey. Prosecutors say Vera Liddell placed hundreds of unauthorized orders from the school district's food vendor, including more than 11,000 cases of chicken wings, costing taxpayers $1.5 million. Investigators say the woman picked up the food orders in a school cargo van, but the wings never went to any school. It's not clear what she allegedly did with the chicken wings.
Sometimes the comedy writes itself. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, are you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network? 844-551-8255. Let me tell you why I'm chuckling. This story was so funny. So this, Melissa's reading to me. She says, somebody stole $1.5 million worth of chicken wings. And I went, oh, Lord. And she goes, what? I said, black dude. And she says, no, Vera Liddell. And I went, Oh, okay. Black woman. Which, of course, it was. Here's the thing. I knew it was somebody black who stole these doggone chicken wings, and I didn't want it to be. I wasn't wishing it on my culture for people to go, oh, look at them black folks stealing them chicken wings. I mean, you know, that story is just ripe for funny. And, of course, with all this white supremacy that's going around, yeah, somebody made Vera steal them chicken wings. So this lady, the former director of food, thankfully, former director of food services for public school, whatever the number was, steals 11,000 cases of chicken wings. She used the school cargo van because she can load them up in her, you know, Lexus. And they go, it is unknown what she did with the chicken wings. Well, I don't know. Suddenly, Vera's House of Wings are springing up all over the city where she stole them. I think that might be a clue. Here's what I can tell you. Vera was probably worked out a deal with area restaurants, maybe, I don't know, Buffalo Chicken Wings or Hooters, or who knows, to, I got a hookup for you. I will bring you chicken wings and at a discount. And somebody took it, and Vera made, you know, pennies on the dollar, but she made her money on this. Let me tell you, these school, this is one school, one little person at a school, the director of food services, stealing $1.5 million. Have I told you my school theft story? Have I told you? I know I've told it on the show. This is a good time to tell it, because we have a lot of other stuff to talk about. I want to get into these Bidens here in a bit, because they are some mean mother shut your mouths, and they're in big trouble. But when I was dealing, let's go to this school story. When I was dealing with schools selling computers, Dallas Independent School District, DISD, is how it's known, brought in a new superintendent, a Hispanic lady. I forget her name. And she was I'd say, late 30s, early 40s woman. She wasn't unattractive, but she wasn't attractive. She's, you know, kind of, you know, typical, just everyday, not ugly, not pretty, just there. And we had a CFO who was a brother, light-skinned brother, you know, kind of wavy hair. This dude dressed, I mean, he dressed like he was going to be on the cover of a magazine every day. Very polished. And you'd see him, I'd see him at a club every now and then or whatever. He was always very professional. And, you know, you got that aura about him. Drove a nice car. I thought, man, yeah, he's doing well for himself. I didn't know this dude was the CFO of Dallas Independent School District. Anyway, so Yvonne Gonzalez, it just hit me her name. So Yvonne Gonzalez is the new superintendent. She comes in to take over the schools because it is just a train wreck in Dallas. So she's going to institute reforms and spending and all kinds of stuff. So the first thing Yvonne Gonzalez does is she buys a desk for her new office. And the desk was like a custom crafted desk, and it cost $13,000. So she's making these reforms. The teachers are upset. She's making us work, man, and she's holding us accountable. And they're mad as heck. And she's coming on TV saying, listen, we've got to change this school district and turn it around. And that's what she's known for, being a reformer. But she buys this $13,000 desk. So this guy, I forget his name, but he's a CFO brother, he ends up in a relationship with her for just a minute. I mean, I'm talking about 2 weeks, you know, and to see these two together, it was a big distinction because this dude was polished, you know, suit and tie. I'm talking about Italian, you know, the whole look, fancy car, man about town. And here's this sort of ordinary Hispanic lady that is out of her league. So The clamor continues to grow for her on how bad she is. And then, and he says, I tell you what, y'all want to, effectively, he became part of a cabal to get rid of her. And he says, I have some dirt on her. And everybody's like, oh, he says, now I'm not going to drop dime on her unless I get complete immunity for anything that I tell you. Cause, you know, he's CFO. So they give him complete immunity. This guy drops dime on Yvonne Gonzalez. It says she bought a $13,000 desk. She's around here talking about austerity and the budget, and she bought a $13,000 desk. And that became the outrage of the, how dare she? She came in here as a reformer. She bought a $13,000 desk. Oh, my goodness, she's a liar. And everybody just turned on her. And as it turns out, this guy gets immunity. He built a $2 million house. Now, this, folks, is 25 years ago in Dallas, Texas. This house looked like a compound. He builds a $2 million house using all the building materials that they ordered for the Dallas schools. He built his house, but that's not enough. He built his best friend an almost identical house on the next lot over for another $2 million. All using the materials that came from contractors that built the Dallas Independent School District schools. He built two homes for free, spent $4 million of district money. This is what we know of. And he got to do it with complete immunity because he dropped dime on Yvonne Gonzalez, his little paramour for a minute. And he had more dirt on her because they had a little pillow talk. But for $13,000, this guy got $4 million and complete exoneration. That's how it works. Now, I remind you, one person, one district. This lady that stole 11,000 cases of chicken wings, one person, one school. Maybe one district, I don't know. But that's how it works. And that type of waste and fraud is what's going on all over this country in school districts run by leftists.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. That is not a weather balloon drifting off course. The Pentagon says the balloon that's 60,000 feet over the upper Midwest is a Chinese surveillance craft.
We do know that the balloon has violated U.S. airspace and international law, which is unacceptable. And so we've conveyed this directly to the PRC at multiple levels.
Pentagon spokesman General Pat Ryder says the balloon's no threat to aviation. President Biden's quick to share the new economic numbers and what they mean.
Put simply, I would argue the Biden economic plan is working.
January's unemployment rate hit 3.4%. The economy added about 517,000 jobs in January. As Texas tries to recover from this week's ice storm, the Northeast and Upper Midwest are bracing for the lowest temperatures of the winter. It'll be minus 20 in Chicago today and 30 below zero tomorrow in Boston. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Things are heating up for those crooked Bidens, and what it's also doing is it's validating everything that we've been saying since the beginning of this whole election cycle going back to 2020. We've been telling you, I've been telling you, and I'm sure you've been saying this to people. When are you going to stop lying to yourselves, leftists? And what I like about what's happening right now is, not that we need validation, because I don't need it. You know, if I know I'm right about something, I don't need to look back and see an army. I'm going into battle. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I have battled on multiple fronts. And the good news is that I'm cute and I have a personality. So people just go, oh, well, Kevin's not Alex Jones. But I've been pretty much espousing Alex Jones, using my finger quote, conspiracy theories since this show started. The only problem is the conspiracies have turned out to be true. So I repeat to you, in case you didn't know, the election of 2020 was a cheat. It was an absolute blatant cheat, a stolen election, and on no matter how much you tell me people don't like Donald Trump, what I will tell you is not liking Donald Trump will not get Joe Biden 81 million votes, not in 50 lifetimes. So if you tell me Trump is hated and he only got 2 million votes, okay, you didn't convert them to say they're going to vote for this bonehead moron who's as crooked as Bill Clinton's, well, whatever. You're not going to convince me of that because it didn't happen. It was a cheat. January 6th is a ginned up leftist Democrat illusion that never happened, not the way they say it. It didn't. Conservatives don't march on the Capitol and try to burn it down. We don't do that. We will beat you at the ballot box if we can beat you at the ballot box when you're not cheating. That's what it's about. A lot of these things, they're illusions. Pelosi's attacker, all these. I'm sitting there going, really? I don't believe any of this stuff. It is contrived, made up, manufactured news, propaganda for the most part. I could go on. I can talk to you about Wu Flu, which I will in the second hour. I'm going to talk to you about that. Everything that they're now, well, oh, we don't know. They're backtracking. And what I tell you, I said they're going to slowly start to backtrack. They're going to sell it, then back away. Sell it and back away. Sell it and back away. And eventually, you won't hear their voice anymore. It'll be a whisper in the wind. They'll act like it never happened. And they'll look for a Republican to blame. And here's the problem. There will be a Republican who will step up and go, hey, what's that? Somebody said take blame? Okay, I'll do it. So what have we learned? You want to know the latest revelation of what you already knew? Hunter Biden admits the laptop was his. What? What? I had no idea that he would finally tell the truth. So, in the New York Post, Miranda Devine writes, "So much for the laptop could be mine." Do you remember when Hunter Biden was giving this tortured, it might be. It's a possibility. It could be, but it could be Russian misinformation. It could be a lot of things.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that.
I really don't know what the answer is.
You don't know yes or no if the laptop
was yours. I don't have any idea. I have no idea.
So it could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
And you didn't drop off a laptop to be repaired in Delaware?
Not that I remember at all. At all. So, we'll see.
That's what Hunter said in an interview about his laptop. I don't know about you. I've misplaced my keys. And my laptop may have been stolen. I remember thinking at one point that I got one stolen. It turned out I found it because it was in the same place. I was in a coffee shop and I thought, oh, what happened? And I hadn't brought it in. But I don't misplace them. But here's what's interesting. So that was a 60 Minutes interview. Hunter Biden said, it could have been Russian misinformation. Who would even think that, first of all? But listen to CNN discussing at the time Hunter's laptop and giving him an excuse.
Okay, 6 months investigating this, dozens of interviews. Was that your laptop for real? I don't know. Do you buy that?
I think that, I think that if you accept the fact that Hunter Biden was a person who was addicted to drugs, alcohol, other substances, who was going on a journey of self-destruction, during this time period, it's fully plausible to think that he might have misplaced an object and not necessarily know what happened to it. In fact, the people close to him have propagated the idea that perhaps actually there's a second laptop out there that it might actually trace back to, which goes back to the general point that Hunter Biden was capable of losing more than one laptop that potentially contained devastating information about himself during this time period in his life.
Can we all say mishandling of classified documents? I don't know what Hunter Biden's into, but you would think that if he's at that level within the administration, in other words, his dad is a VP, Hunter is a crackhead that we don't know what he's doing, that somebody would be saying, hey, listen, let's make sure we keep an eye on this guy, make sure he's not disseminating misinformation or giving information to the Russians. If Hunter could bring up the idea that the Russians could have been trying to do something to him, don't you think somebody would have been more vigilant in making sure that he wasn't letting this happen? Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Well, it's all moot because Hunter's now fessing up. He admitted that the infamous laptop that was abandoned at this Delaware computer shop during the throes of his cocaine crack addiction did belong to him. He wrote a letter, or his attorneys did, seeking a criminal probe into what they called attempts to, quote, weaponize its contents. As I mentioned, Hunter is now, he's become the hunted. He's gone from Hunter to the hunted. That's right. Hunter Biden says, how dare you use the contents of my laptop that I left during a crack phase of my life at a business. And the guy, we know, we've already heard all the stories. He owns the contents now. He owns everything. And you know what the sad part is? This dude should be filthy rich. He should say, I own the contents. The only way you get this stuff out is you're going to pay me. I'm going to make a movie about it. And I've got the goods. That's what he should be doing. He should be feasting. Instead, he's probably running for his life. has to look over his shoulder, has to put auto start on his car to make sure, you know, that nobody blows him up. This guy's, he's the Darren Wilson, is that the cop's name that shot Michael Brown Jr.? He's the Darren Wilson of VP's crackhead son laptops. In a 14-page letter to Attorney General Kathy Jennings, Biden attorney Abby Lowell claimed that the repair shop owner, John Paul Mac Isaac, unlawfully accessed Hunter's laptop data, worked with former President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to weaponize sordid and incriminating contents on it against Joe Biden. So I just want to be very clear. Hunter's not denying anything that's on there. He's saying they had no authority, legal authority, to report about all the misgivings that I discussed on my laptop. These are the people, listen to me, folks, that are talking about transparency. Joe Biden says he's cooperating across the board in all this classified stuff. We'll get to him in a bit. So he's cooperating, and his son is saying, how dare you expose all my dirty laundry? This with the cat out of the bag. Biden goes on to say, Hunter, or his attorney, this failed dirty political trick directly resulted in the exposure, exploitation, and manipulation of Mr. Biden's private and personal information. I know you don't buy that, but I just want you to imagine for just a second, a guy who's been caught, you know exactly what he's doing. This has a sense of desperation that is good for the country, because it's showing you that the Bidens are, people are finally abandoning them. They have to now come clean. Now he's going to try his little, you know, manipulation of the media and see if he can get the court of public opinion to agree with him. Good luck. And I said this early on. They've been covering for Joe Biden, but I said, look, it's one thing to cover for Barack Obama. He's black, he's young, he's got all the panache. You know, you can build a legacy around what he did. You're not going to cover for an old, demented, rich, white scumbag for very long. And that's where the Democrats find themselves, between a rock and a really big other rock.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
We have an FBI and the Justice Department that raids a very secure Mar-a-Lago in Florida, placed under lock and key with additional locks added at their request. But then they want nothing to do with Biden's garage, where classified documents are strewn all over a wet floor. You know, anybody know much about garages? Those floors get very damp and wet. So you can just imagine. And then it turned out today, they just announced that house was used as Hunter Biden's office to deal with foreign countries. Can you believe it? Oh, you didn't hear that. They got a bigger charge than I thought. Most people, they're so used to this corruption, there's not much of a charge. You go, yes, 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 every day in America has become April Fool's Day. This is what it feels like, because I could go over. I could do this all day long. We could say things. It's just the opposite. They do just the opposite of common sense.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. Trump should just stick to the script because he doesn't have to add anything. I'm going to tell you, at some point, the Democrats will turn on the Bidens. I actually think it's already started. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Too many Democrats smell blood in the water. Oh, I know. Kevin, they're going after Trump. They got Nikki Haley who's coming in, and then they've got John Bolton, you know, and of course, not DeSantis is waiting in the wings. Trump has a ton of support, enough to make the Republicans back off. Because you can't make the MAGA people mad. That's what Republicans don't like. That's what the rhinos, the Mitt Romneys and the Paul Ryans and those guys, they don't like that Trump, he has a grip on solidly 35 to 45% of this of the Republican Party. Enough to be a factor, a force. And here's what I'll tell you, whether you like him or not, he's earned it. But look at the Democrats. Too many egos over there to let Biden survive. They are sharks circling the body. And look at all that they have to work with when you look at Biden's record. We don't have to destroy Biden. Let's start looking at people that can get into their race and watch what happens. It'll be like watching dingoes tear apart a rabbit they caught. He's presiding over the most dangerous period in America if you live in a Democrat-controlled city. The crime stats are through the roof. And what is he doing? Is he getting more cops on the force? No, he's allowing cops to still be demonized. Look at what's going on with this guy, Tyree Nichols. 5 black cops are white supremacists. And don't even get me talking about what he's done for race. Mr. You Ain't Black. Inflation. I was talking to one of my good friends. He's worth a lot of money. And he's like, man, I got to tell you, Kev, I'm looking at these prices and stuff. I was like, really? He's like, yeah. And this guy is worth a lot. But he's telling me, you notice it. And he doesn't have a reason to notice it. But he goes, he was telling me I was fighting with Sirius to get $30 a month back because he canceled it and they kept billing him. And he was like, yeah, man, I mean, that it's down to where he's watching $30 a month. And again, he doesn't need the money, but he figures out I'm not giving it to them. What about interest rates? I just heard the Fed hiked interest rates again. I thought they were bringing them down. I thought we had control of this. By the way, you know the interest rates are completely manipulated. They won't tell you that inflation is actually 25 to 30% because they don't want to break your heart. You feel it. You know it. I was talking about what took the staff to work, to lunch. You're thinking 20, 25 bucks tops per person. 4 people go to lunch, you get a bill with tip for almost $200. We didn't have steaks. We had burgers and fries and iced teas. I felt like I was in Hawaii. It was like, when did we get transported? Interest rates through the roof. Stock market. Anemic. You watching the Tesla stock, though? Man, those guys are doing well. And full disclosure, I bought some shares of Tesla. I told my wife, I go, I wish I'd bought them the week that I told her I was going to buy them. Because when they told me, Tesla lost 67% of its value, I went, ooh, time to buy. And I didn't buy that week. And it was down. I would have made 50% on my money in a week. And just so you know, I made 25% on my money in a week this time around. So had I done it at the beginning, I'd be up 75%, give or take. Anyway, the stock market is in triage. It's not doing well. The people that are challenging Biden may not make it a big issue, but there's going to be some ripping. Let me put it this way. These are going to be more than superficial wounds. They're going to make some mortal wounds on Biden. They start looking at trade deficit. When they start looking at the number of people who've died, who've really gone back to work, when the media is forced, and we got to let them get their primary. We got to let, no, Biden, run, 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 please do. And then the polling will show he can't win. The polling's already showing that. You want to know how I know Biden can't win? He lost in the first election in 2020. But there will be no cheating to get Biden into office this time around. He's not going to run, and he's certainly not going to win. And people asked me on a radio show I did the other day, Kevin, what do you think is going to happen? I said, he's going to say he's debilitated. Due to health issues beyond my control, I'm going to step down. It allows Kamala Harris to become the first female president. She will disappear into the woodwork, just like she did in the primary. Because she's not popular, nor will she ever be. And somebody is going to step in, probably Gavin Newsom, because he's dying to get in there. He, you know, since the guy was the mayor of San Francisco, he's been dying to become president of the United States. And if we allow a system to cheat, you know, to easily for the Democrats to cheat, he will be. He'll become president of the United States, and all the draconian nonsense that he's implemented in California will become law. Going forward, he will put in radical Supreme Court justices. His agenda is as radical as it comes. You look at the WEF, these people that want you to live in a 15-mile radius to tell you that your car is not your car, that tell you that you will be penalized if you go outside of your region. You can pay the fee. We call it a rich man's tax to go outside of your 15 minutes. And inside of your 15 minutes, they don't want you driving. They want you taking public transportation or carpooling or walking or, you know, something efficient, riding a bike, something like that, a scooter, not internal combustion. So what it charges and, you know, it has to, you know, get on the grid at night. Doesn't matter. What about Joe Biden's lies about Russia, his China lies, his Ukraine lies? And what connection do the Bidens have with each one of those countries? I don't know, but I know there is one. The classified document scandal. How's he going to get out of that? We all know, and soon the world will know, it will be proven that Joe Biden is the big guy. You think they're going to let him get away with taking his taxes down and calling it a maintenance issue? The Bidens are being targeted now, and rightfully so. Media is talking about it. The Justice Department is talking about it. Joe Biden had to bring in a new person, his own lawyer, the White House attorney. Here's a clip of that.
Anyone at the White House at any point tell the National Archives in any form that they could not release a press release about the discovery of classified documents?
What's that in reference to?
There's reporting that came from the House Oversight Committee Chairman, James Comer, who says that in his conversations with the National Archives, they communicated that they were told, the Archives was told it could not release a press release at whatever point it was about the discovery of classified documents. Did anyone at the White House tell them not to do that?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. If that's actually what he said, it's probably better to ask the archives if that's actually what was said and try to understand a little bit more what he meant.
That's the Biden methodology. Ask the other people. We don't have to answer. Anyway, the FBI conducted a planned search of Biden's Rehoboth Beach House in Delaware. No classified documents found, but they found some things that they went ahead and took that had his handwriting on it. And the rumor is that he's got handwriting about what was in the classified documents. I don't believe that. I think he's got handwriting notes about what he's told Hunter or what he needed to do with Hunter. I bet in those handwritten notes you're going to see things like Russia, Ukraine, Burisma, all the different things, Seneca Partners, Owasso, all the things that Hunter's involved in that Joe says he doesn't know about. I'm just curious what we're going to get to see, because I'm going to make you this bet. If we get to see all the evidence, it will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that Joe Biden's a lying scumbag who helped his son illegally.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.